If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello, this is Diane Allen from the Someone Gets Me podcast, and we are on episode number 7. Today, I would like to talk about learning styles, how we learn things. It's very important to know what your learning style is and maybe learn the ways to tell the learning styles of others. It really helps us build rapport and helps us realize that sometimes if we're trying to learn something and it's coming in a format that's not natural to us, it can make things more difficult. And if you're the leader or the teacher and your student or the person listening to you has a different learning style, it's nice to know those differences so you can adjust your communication accordingly. We know that education and learning is not just about filling ourselves up with knowledge. Not at all. It's about lighting a fire, igniting the love of learning, the touching of an experience with some aspect of ourselves, some sense of ourselves that creates a different level of enthusiasm than that ho-hum kind of thing. So I'd like to talk about each of these learning styles and help you see which one you are, or maybe a combination of them, and maybe identify some of the learning styles of people around you, because then you'll be able to have much better communication and you'll feel a lot happier overall. Now there's 4 different ideas that I want to speak about before I get into the styles. And these things are the components of the 4 styles. However, they are not them in by themselves. The first one is somebody who is a concrete learner. This person is the one who deals with the here and the now. Everything has to go according to a certain way. If it doesn't happen in their senses, it's not real. These are the people that say, it is what it is, period. They're very concrete. Now, a lot of gifted people and people with high intelligence can be very gifted and concrete in their learning, even though they might be abstract in other ways. So it's possible to be very concrete and abstract. And the next part is abstract. Abstract people are the ones who look for patterns. They're the ones who you probably would say would be more of a visionary, somebody who uses their intuition, their imagination. They're smart and they use their brain, but they look for overall patterns. They step back a little bit from the situation and check everything out instead of the concrete person who's paying attention to every little tiny detail in a concrete way. So an abstract person would say something like, well, it's not always as it appears. Where the concrete person would be, it is it as it appears. So you can see that if a concrete person's trying to speak to an abstract person, there can be some miscues and misunderstandings without anybody meaning to do it that way. It's just the way they process the world. Then we have the people who are random. Now, I've been called random before in my life. Random people are the people who process chunks of information at a time. They don't have to have it linearly. They don't see the big vision, but they take a chunk and then another chunk and then another chunk. Usually, these are people that can hop around from conversation to conversation, subject to subject, never missing a beat. And people look at them and go, how do you keep track of it all? My very good friend and I, we can do this. We can have one conversation with multiple topics going on at once, just jumping around. And we know that each other hears each other because I know that's the way she processes the world. And it's part of the way that I do too. So it works very well. When you watch her try to interact with somebody who is very concrete and wants it in a certain order, her frustration level goes through the roof because it's very, very hard for her to pay attention in that concrete way. Then we have the sequential person. This person chunks things down and they're more of a linear way of doing it. So if there was a 10-step project, they would chunk it down maybe two steps like that, or they would chunk it down into smaller bite-sized pieces, but they would have an order to it, much different than that random person who can hop all around the place. So they like to have steps. So when I'm working with people and they go, well, give me the steps, give me the number. Or in a workshop that I'm teaching, if I say, okay, there's 7 steps. And then I'm talking and somebody gets lost and goes, oh my God, what number are you on? I will know right away that's a sequential person. The number matters to them. It matters to them what step you're on and how many there are in order to fulfill it. Okay, so these are the 4 basics. Concrete, abstract, random, and sequential. Now, what I want to do is talk about each actual learning style that are combinations of what I just shared. So the first one I'd like to speak about is the concrete sequential person. This person is all about give me the facts. They want the data. They want the facts. They want it in a certain linear order. And they don't want any jumping around. They want to have it right the way it is, kind of like a detective. And so that person will have a very difficult time with somebody who's jumping around all the time. They like to have it in order. You'll see it in students in class that if the teacher jumps around and the person is a concrete sequential learner, they'll have a hard time with the teacher who jumps around. Same thing the other way. The second one that I'd like to talk about learning style is a concrete random person. This person likes to chunk things down, so they're looking for sequencing. And the sequence of the facts they receive doesn't matter like the concrete one or the sequential one. But what does matter is that they all show up. So they're concrete in the sense that they want all the facts, but they don't care if it's more random. It can come in any order, where a concrete sequential person wants it in order. So there's a very big difference. Some people say, you know, I'll give you all the facts, but I'm not sure of the order. That's kind of a concrete random person because they can give you the facts, but the order is not necessarily in time order, where a concrete sequential person will be able to give you the concrete specific time order. So there is a difference, but there's also the similarities in that both of these two people really love the facts. They want to know what's going on. It has to be concrete through your senses, and anything outside of that's uncomfortable or maybe even dismissed. So the third type I would like to talk about of a learning style is the abstract sequential person. So this is the person who likes to look for patterns, is the visionary, maybe uses their imagination. They're abstract, as the word means. But they also like to follow some kind of sequential flow of things. They want to have things in a linear way. They want to know how things are going to go. They would like to have a plan for how it's going to be. I have a very good friend of mine who's an attorney. This is how she is. She's very abstract, and she can see amazing things, and she has amazing awareness. And within every conversation, there has to be a plan or a flow or something that shows what the sequence is in a linear way. And that's how she does things. So whenever we're talking about her vision or her ideas, I always know that we're going to come back to, okay, now, how does it look in a sequential manner? How is that going to play out? Because if she cannot wrap her mind around how it is going to play out in a sequential manner, she won't do it, no matter what it is, no matter how great the vision it is. Without having the understanding of how it's going to be sequentially, she will stop what she's doing and not respond to it. It's very important that when I talk to her that we talk about, okay, now what are we going to do from here? Then we have our 4th type of learning. That's the person who is an abstract random learner. These people are the visionaries and they can use their imagination and they're looking for patterns and they're really smart and they think about a lot of things and they also don't care about the order. And this can be a very frustrating type of learning pattern if you're a concrete sequential person and you want everything in order by the facts and by the date. And now you have an abstract random friend who doesn't care about order, looks at the bigger pictures, chunks things down the way it needs to be, and kind of goes with the flow. So that's very different learning styles. And neither one of them are wrong. Now, too many of the people I work with, they think that the way they do things is wrong because it hasn't lined up with somebody else, maybe a teacher or a parent. And so the first thing I start doing with people is letting them see that, no, you're not bad, they're not bad, nobody's wrong. There are different ways of doing the same thing. A concrete sequential person is going to do something much differently than a concrete random person. That's going to be really different than the abstract sequential person or the abstract random person. And some of us have flavors of more than one. So when you have a high intensity and a high IQ and you're a very visionary person and maybe you're intuitive, you might use pieces of different ones, maybe even at different times. So the first thing I'd like to make sure we're all clear about is they're all different and they're all very valuable. And as a part of a team or part of a family, it's nice to have different thinking styles as long as we all appreciate them and we can use each other's skills and assets for the betterment of the whole family or the whole work team, whatever it is. I'm working with a couple right now that own their own business. And so I'm helping them with some business work and communication and strategy and things like that. One of them is a concrete sequential person and is very clear about that. This person knows that and they use it very well. They use that skill very well. The other person tends to be more of a concrete random person. And so the other person is a little bit more not caring about the order of things. So what happens is they both like the concrete part of it. So that's really good. But one of them is a little bit more random and the other one is a little bit more sequential. So the moment I started teaching them about the different styles, and I also explained the abstract part because both of them have a little flavor of that sometimes, they were able then to decide who was going to be responsible for what in their business. They were able to see how comparing each other to the other person didn't work because one person was expecting herself to be all sequential and in order and everything when that's not how she is. And it's way more effective to say, oh, we do it differently. So let's see how we can bring our differences together to complement each other. It's really cool when it works that way. So they're learning a lot of neat things and they're really excited because things that used to cause them challenges and where there was friction and there was upset in their business world are starting to fade away now because they're divvying things up and they're honoring the value in each other's differences and how they learn so that they can move and advance things forward. So I'm really excited to see where it goes. It should be really fun. Now, interestingly, most intensely sensitive people, people with overexcitabilities or intensities, tend to be one of the random people, either the concrete random or the abstract random. Now, that's not 100%, and that certainly isn't everybody because people are very, very diverse. But you will notice if you're a very sensitive person or you're somebody who's gifted and talented that you might even have two or three or maybe five trains of thought going on at the same time. So random works very well. Some people who are visionaries have such random ideas and they process things in chunks that just kind of go out there. And so somebody who's very sequential, kind of like an accountant versus somebody who's a visionary. They look at each other like, huh? Who are you? How does that work? Well, instead of judging it and having contempt for the way the other person does it, ask yourself, how can we bring our gifts together to make everybody more happy? Gifted and smart people relate differently in different settings. Now, all people have that ability to a certain extent. But the more gifted, the more talented, the more sensitive somebody is, and whatever their life experience and autobiography has been, would easily make it so that that person has difficulty being the same all the time. So they'll change a little bit. At work, they might be different. At the family, they might be different. When they're in their flow, they're going to use their regular way of learning, and then they also can adjust to some of the other things. And that all needs to be appreciated. So when we're talking about somebody getting you, the first thing to do is to get yourself. What kind of learning style do you have? Because it's your responsibility to educate the people around you and teach them the way you learn the best. When I start working with my clients, one of the first things I ask them is, if you're going to learn something new, how would you like to learn it? by listening, watching, doing, reading, or a combination. It's that question that helps them tell me the way they like to learn things. Then because I'm a good communicator and I enjoy all the different learning styles in different ways at different times, I try to match the way I teach and mentor and instruct somebody to their learning style. That way, then it's comfortable for them because I can come out of my comfort zone for a moment to help them. But to expect somebody I'm working with to jump over a chasm they don't even know is there to learn only in the way I can deliver it, that's not something I want to do. So I like to make sure that everybody has that awareness that I am able to go with them to wherever they are and help them then see how to make that work in their life. So when we're talking about having people understand us, the first thing is understanding ourselves. The second thing is learning how to teach that to people in a healthy and appropriate and kind manner. So first of all, learn about yourself. Second of all, teach the people around you. And maybe even teach them about their style or teach somebody about all four of them, because it's in doing that, when you share the ideas, that it excites somebody. Remember, I started out, learning is not about just memorizing things. It's all about excitement. It's about enthusiasm. It's about lighting that fire to move us forward. No matter what we're learning about, whether it's formal education or life itself, we're always learning. So if you want someone to get you, which learning style are you? And then teach the other people. So are you a concrete sequential person? Just the facts, ma'am? Or are you a concrete random person? Give me all the facts, but I don't care about the order. Or are you an abstract sequential person who follows the vision, but it has to have a sequential flow? Or are you the abstract random person who chunks things down and goes with whatever order it is and can hop around? Those are the four main types and kind of the way they do things. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Now, go out and use your learning style for your betterment and the betterment of everyone else. If you have any questions, you feel free to email me at Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, at visionsapplied.com. I'll put that link in the show notes. Feel free to check out my website or to contact me in any way. I'll be glad to help you in any way I can or answer any questions. Until next time, have a great day.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.